Welcome to the Beards Next Door podcast,
presented by Beard Mountain,
where we talk all things beard, hobbies, work, women, and all that other shit too, with your hosts, Tim and Corey. So zip up and get ready, perv.
What is up, everybody? We are back with episode number 12. The big one, too. This is the Beards Next Door podcast presented by Beard Mountain. I'm your host, Tim, with my co-host,
Mr. Corey.
Mr. Corey. It's pretty much stuck as Mr.
I'm not changing it.
Mr. T. Yeah, for sure. So we're going to start off the day, or the night, rather, by using some oil, right? Corey already picked us out some stuff.
Yeah, we're using Ponderosa. I feel like... Ooh, yummy. I tell me what's in it, Tim, because
vanilla and pine.
So I'm like you're telling me that I'm gonna smell like a lumberjack who just ate some like fucking sugar cookies or some shit.
You know, truthfully, I wish it was more pine than vanilla, but it's the other way around, which actually turns out people love. People fucking love vanilla.
I fucking love this smell. I don't think I've ever had Ponderosa, but like. Holy shit, I like this.
What do you mean you've never had Ponderosa?
I don't think I've ever used it.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Oh, fuck.
I'm
it's not bad.
Dude, I think I have a new favorite, to be honest.
It's totally different, dude. It's a holiday scent, I'll give you that. Like, you know, Christmas cookies and stuff like that.
Oh my god, yeah. Like it reminds me, it makes me wish it was snowing outside.
I know.
I'm gonna throw on like my hoodie and like my beanie.
Like these are almost seasonal accidentally. Like Wild Yukon, dude, when the leaves start turning and falling, we get a gloomy day.
I throw that in and I just cozy up next to the fire.
Fuck yeah, get a hoodie on. Oof. I can't wait for sweater weather.
Are you a fan of sweater weather and like beanies?
I love the fall.
Are you a basic bitch? Do you like
Yes, I love pumpkin spice. No, I actually hate pumpkin spice. I think it's fucking disgusting.
You know, I had it like once or twice and
it's gross, man.
It was okay.
I just don't enjoy it.
It wasn't great. Like, I don't understand.
It's not good.
Now, I have to say, I have seen multiple, like, talking about basic bitch shit. I have seen multiple men.
Oh, like, yeah.
That are talking about.
Dude, my uncle loves. My uncle no. love. Oh, not pumpkin spice?
Ugg boots.
Oh.
Like,
basic bitch. Fuck yeah, dude. You get all fucked up and wear some Ugg boots?
I've never done it. Have you?
No, I could get behind it, but...
But yeah, no, apparently, like, Ugg boots are fucking smooth.
Sweet. All right, man. So yeah, if you're interested in my products, beardmountain.com, you can get yourself some oils, polish, even deodorant. Pretty badass. I hand make everything here in-house. So, on to the show. What are we talking about tonight, Corey?
You know, I started looking up shit today, because... you and I kind of started talking about, you know, D.B. Cooper and then other things like that. And, like, I started thinking about missing people.
Okay.
Like, D.B. Cooper is a missing person, technically, right?
Absolutely.
So, like, I started thinking, like, we touched on, is Hitler dead?
Yeah, I know.
He would have been a missing person at that time.
Let me stop you there. Last night, after I went home, so I always turn on something not informative, something that makes me use my brain right before bed. I literally started watching Hunting Hitler on the History Channel, just YouTube clips. You know, the Army Special Ops guy kind of was, it almost looked staged.
Very much so,
it
like
looked
that.
Staged. I was at the part where they were in the bunker with the wires that went up to the watchtower, and I was like, he's like, there would have been a security thing here.
Oh,
I'm
dude.
Like, it, I don't know. But that house, dude, that two-bedroom house with that fully tiled bathroom in the middle of the jungle.
Right.
That was kind of fucking weird.
See? Like
even the historian from that region was like, "This not be here. This not meant to be here. This too nice for the jungle." Yeah, and I was like, "That is kind
of
fucking weird."
So again, some of the characters that are on the show obviously are a bit ridiculous.
Dude,
but like,
wait, the part where the guy, they're asking, all three of them are at the table and they're talking to a non-English speaking guy who had the picture of Hitler that his uncle had given him, and they're like, "Do you have something to show us?" And he goes. And he walks away from the table and he comes back and goes like this. And they put their glasses on and they're looking at this picture that we didn't get to see, right? It was blurred out.
Right.
I felt like that part was kind of staged.
Well, okay, so if you think about it, It would have to be blurred out if it was...
Well, obviously.
If it was, like, specific people or if it was an, you know, alleged picture of Hitler that you...
I know. The point I was getting at is it looked very, very set up.
What, that they brought it out at that...
The whole sequence just looks fishy.
Do you think it was a real picture?
Probably.
Okay. So, okay, I understand probably. What you're saying. The whole, I don't have...
There something. Was no surprise in their faces.
Right.
It was a directed we're seeing scene. This. Yeah.
Okay. I get what you're saying.
So anyway.
Very directed.
Yeah. Go on with tonight's.
But disappearances.
Yeah. Like, I don't like talking about it.
You don't?
No, because
like, the main one that comes. I'm talking about like people that like just mysteriously disappear.
That's fine. The main one that comes to mind is that one of the very first documentaries I ever watched on Netflix is called Who Took Johnny? It's about a paperboy in the 70s. Who was stolen while along his route, and he was never returned to his family, and his family spent the rest of their lives looking for him. And dude, this documentary makes connections to like child sex trafficking rings because they believe he was abducted into a child sex trafficking ring. Huh. And there was an actual, listen here, follow me for literally 2 minutes. There was an actual, like, he has been labeled a schizophrenic. He's admitted to several things over the years, but he's kind of a gangly looking, odd American dude, but he actually came forward and said, "Hey, I was in a sex trafficking house at this location with a kid named Johnny who fits your description." This is 30 years later, right? Cause the parents are still looking for him.
Right.
So at this point in the documentary, they get this evidence. Oh, blah, blah, blah. They fucking go to this house in the middle of like the Colorado, not the desert, but the middle of the Colorado mountains, fucking barren wasteland. And there's this house there. They go into the house, and the guy's directing him. He's like, "Hey, let's go into the basement. I'll show you where all of us child sex slaves engraved our names into the rafters." They went into the basement, and the fucking names are in the goddamn rafters. What? He's like, "Here's mine." He's like, "Here's Johnny's." And Johnny's fucking name was up there. So they, to make a long story short, since you haven't seen it yet, which you absolutely need to.
Right.
They basically find him? No, they chalked it up to he's still alive.
Oh, shit.
But he's too afraid to...
come forward.
Lots of child sex slaves get too afraid to come forward because they're threatened by the powerful people like the mayors and the governors and shit that they're raped by. They just literally can't come home. So that one fucks me up because as a parent...
I get it.
I'm
more talking like the people that disappear like Oregon and Alaska. Like those kinds of things too. Like where... I know Oregon... Like,
There's been people hiking, and they're like, "Oh shit, where's Billy?" And he's gone forever.
Yeah, like what the fuck happened?
That's sketch.
Like, dude, I'm one that totally believes in hauntings, like spirits and shit.
Okay.
I thought we were gonna talk about missing people, but you got me onto like hauntings.
Why?
Starting that because it's I don't know.
You believe in hauntings?
Oh, dude, I 100%.
What do you think they are?
You know, I don't know what they are. Like, I can't say.
I think there's benevolent and malevolent
spirits, or you know, whatever the hell it is. But I can hear you eating through this gross.
Sorry, gross. I'm eating a caramello. But dude, I can hear you smoke every time you just shut up.
Good.
Dude. So I was listening to. This goes along with hauntings and shit.
Right.
I was listening to Joe Rogan. He was talking to Dan Aykroyd. Dan Aykroyd is like one of the biggest believers in UFOs. And psychedelics and hauntings because they had...
Wait, psychedelics like as in like taking drugs?
Yeah, DMT, acid, all that shit.
I didn't know that part.
Oh, fuck yeah. So Joe Rogan loved DMT.
Well, I know that, but I didn't know that about Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, fuck yeah. So, anyway, where was it going? Oh, so Dan Aykroyd's family actually had a family medium, since for the first like 20, 30 years of his life, right?
Do you believe in mediums?
I don't know. I'll get there in a second.
Okay.
The point I want to make is they were talking about all these different legitimate things of whether it be abductions or hauntings and shit. But one thing that was like a haunting, I think he referred to, I think it was the Fox sisters. It was a pair of sisters who moved into this house because lots of hauntings and stuff stay with the house. Like, say they were murdered in it.
Yeah.
These two sisters move into this house and they hear these, what's called, Dan Aykroyd refers to it as rapping, but it's like a random knock. It's not an actual like rapping.
Right.
So it's like big, huge knocks, right?
Right.
So those girls just always went along. They were never afraid of it.
What the fuck?
When they moved, it went with them. So the spirit was attached to them. Listen, they eventually toured the world as doing this as like a magic act. So they went on fucking sold out arenas and stages. And this spirit would fucking rap. And it would Joe said that it was so fucking loud, it would reverberate like a rock concert.
What the
fuck? In these arenas. These two sisters were just... Now, I don't know anything about
pull that shit up real quick.
Stuff they did.
Fox Sisters?
The Fox Sisters. I believe it's Fox. I might be butchering the name. I believe it's Fox Sisters.
I will say this. Like, for hauntings, I don't know... Because, okay, so my dad, one of, like, the most religious dudes out there, and most religious people I know don't agree or don't believe in ghosts.
Yeah.
But my dad used to swear up and down that his, like, aunt's house was haunted. You would hear, like, footsteps. You'd hear, the door close. Mm-hmm. Toilet would flush. Water would turn on.
In his house?
In his aunt's house.
Oh.
So, like, they called him Dr. Arthur. So, like, his aunt was basically just like, oh, it's Dr. Arthur. And it was basically this dude died in the house, and he, like, I don't know if he just didn't know he passed on or what it was, but they would, like, he would be using the bathroom or, you know, like, washing dishes or some shit. Like, it was like he was still there.
Okay.
But he wasn't still there.
Well, he probably wasn't ready to move on.
But, like, I've had times where I've seen shit where it's like, oh, the Fox Sisters.
I got an email.
Okay.
We'll let it play through this ad first. But, dude, okay.
So,
like I said, I hope I didn't butcher any of the story, but that was the gist of it that Joe and Dan talked about. Dude, Dan Aykroyd is a fucking wealth of knowledge, right?
It's like 2 minutes long. Okay, so what do they do?
I'm skipping forward to when they're actually
Oh, dude, they look creepy as fuck.
Performing.
Members of the local historical. Yeah, they look creepy as fuck. What the shit is that?
Yeah.
I mean, look at the old.
Now parts. I don't know if this is a reenactment.
Reenactment.
I don't know how old this actually was.
The spirits of this lovely local cemetery graciously invited us here to tell our story. We moved to Hyattsville, New York, with our parents, John and Margaret Fox.
Some weird
in
shit.
December of 1847. I was 14 and Kate was 11.
Wait, so they were like fucking like kids?
And yeah. Kids?
This is fucking.
Strange raps in the house.
That so they called them raps.
Oh, so Ice-T moved in.
Utterly mysterious in nature. John and his wife Margaret have no idea where these noises are coming from.
Wait, so the parents heard that shit too? So, okay.
They're terrifying, in effect. They're afraid, perhaps, that they're diabolical. They just don't know anything about them.
Huh. Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
That was...
Now, obviously, it doesn't go into them touring and stuff.
Right.
But
that's fucking weird.
Dude, right? It's some like, gnarly shit.
Huh. Like, that's...
I don't... And it traveled with him. Now, if you look at, like, a...
Paranormal Activity.
The History of Horror Stories, bad shit follows you.
Yeah. Well, and I mean...
Look at Ed and Lorraine Warren.
Are we talking curses?
No, look at Ed and Lorraine Warren. They're the two biggest... They're from The Conjuring. They're the family who did the...
Right.
They're from Annabelle. They actually have the Annabelle doll.
Which is so fucked up.
That's fucked up. I believe in hauntings, and they have all this stuff in their fucking house. You know, that shit's gnarly. But, dude, so that stuff, it attaches... The deity or whatever attaches to an item.
Do you think it's just an item or a person or... Okay, so like...
It depends. It's been both ways.
Amityville Horror House.
Yeah.
Like...
It's been both ways. A lot of them stay with the house. Some of them, like Annabelle, attached to the item.
Which is fucking weird.
I know.
I've seen some weird shit, though.
I have, too. I grew up going to my grandma's super... religious household, and she had all these old dolls up in the third floor.
Please tell me they moved.
Attic area where we used to sleep. And me and my cousins always swore that we would see these dolls blinking.
Oh,
Because that. They're the ones that had the eyes that if you tipped them, their eyes would roll.
That.
They were always sitting up on the beds because she made the beds with the dolls in them.
Of course, as grandmas do.
Yeah, but dude, and you would hear weirdest fucking.
Fuck.
The weirdest fucking shit. I'm dead serious. The weirdest stuff.
That's one thing I don't find.
But as kids, I don't know if it was like, you know,
your imagination.
Dude, but I definitely believe in hauntings. Now, I don't know if a haunting is only geared towards, like, the malevolent, the bad. I don't know if a benevolent spirit is a good one. Because, dude, in this, on Joe Rogan's podcast, when he was talking to Dan Aykroyd, he was talking about his actual experiences with beings. He bought a really famous house in California where someone was murdered, right?
Right.
And in California, you actually have to write on your contract when you sell a piece of real estate if you experience any paranormal activity there.
Wow.
Yeah, you have to disclose that. A different, totally different topic, but anyway, you have to do that. So he was laying in bed one night after writing a movie. I think I don't remember what movie he was writing, but it was before the year 2000, I believe.
Right.
Because he writes a lot of movies. He was writing a movie, and he had already had several encounters with UFOs. He had already had several different encounters with mediums. He had already had several different encounters. So he's way far into believing by now, right?
Right.
He's a middle-aged man. He's laying in his bed on his right side facing outward, and his wife isn't home. And he feels a weight get into bed with him, almost as if someone's spooning with him.
Fuck that. I'd have been up and swinging.
So he turns around, and he sees the indentation in his bed and in the covers.
Fuck no.
And so he decides not to freak out, and he just decides to cuddle up next to it. His exact words, to snuggle up next to it and go to sleep. And he said he slept like a baby.
Nope.
But he said he could feel that thing, not necessarily groping him. Joe was making the joke that he fucked that ghost that night.
Yeah, the ghost got spooned.
Yeah, he got molested by a ghost. These are Dan fucking Aykroyd said this on Joe Rogan podcast, dude.
Oh, okay, I have to go listen.
Oh, dude, I listened to all 3 hours today at work. It is so fucking bomb.
I will say, like, I've had experiences where, like, okay, there's a place here. In Billings, in Montana, as you know, called Sacrifice Cliffs.
Oh, yeah. I've been there.
And obviously, as it goes, that's not the right spot.
Okay.
Of where it happened.
Sure.
But the story goes of Sacrifice Cliff, you know, the tribe is sick, so the native young warrior dresses up his pony in war paint, dresses himself in war paint, blindfolds his pony, and rides himself over the horse, you know, rides him the horse over the cliff in order to appease the gods.
Sure.
So my best friend had just moved here, and I was like, hey, sightseeing, let's go up there. So we're smoking Black and Mild cigarillos. We were broke. Sure. So, you know.
Oh, yeah, they're 99 cents for two.
Hell yeah. So we're walking along, and we have those million candle power spotlights that we've got.
The old school one that
looked like a fucking big giant one. Yeah. So, fully charged. We went up there. I was like, yeah, dude, let's go, you know, take a walk. I'll sightsee with you. So, we start walking along. We walk back along the trail past the rims part of it and keep walking. And I'm like, all right. So, I'm starting to feel like someone's watching us, like,
oh, yeah,
as we're walking along. And we're the only two up there.
I always get that.
And so, dude, mate, you might have a spirit following you.
I know.
We'll talk about that in a second. But so we're leaving, and I've got the cigarillo in my hand, and it's about, you know, pocket length. And something straight up goes like this and grabs my hand. There is nothing on the side of me.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as it grabs my hand, the cherry on my cigarillo explodes. And I freak the fuck out.
The what on your cigarillo?
The cherry. The red glowing ember.
Oh, okay.
So it explodes. Like, this thing goes like this.
You sure you just didn't walk past a fucking bush and it knocked the cherry off?
This is where my buddy, I'm freaking out. Like, I drop it. And I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Freaking out. He pulls out the spotlight, you know, turns it on. Thinking, hey, dude, bush, grass, something, nothing. There's nothing that's that high that could have touched it. So I'm like, all right, dude, we're picking this thing up. We're fucking leaving. Like, I feel like I'm being watched. Something just grabbed my hand. Like, we're fucking out. So again, this spotlight is fully charged, but it starts to die on our way out, and we get to the rims part, and it's like dead.
Nice.
So it's a terrifying walk back because, again, the whole walk is someone is walking along, feet, like behind you, watching
probably
you.
Probably some entities that
and that's where we thought it was. It was definitely, that was probably, well, not the most terrifying I've ever had with a spirit. There was an old lady that died in this old party house that I used to party at, and she died obviously before the party house. She wasn't crazy she like partying with us. She fell down her stairs. kinda.
Okay.
So anyway. Someone was like, "Hey, go grab a bottle. Everyone's partying upstairs. One of the bottles is downstairs." So I run downstairs, turn to go grab it, and poof, there she is in her nightie, standing there like with a bluish shimmer in the laundry room before I hit the stairs. And then she just poof disappears, and I'm like,
what drugs were you doing that night though?
I had just gotten off work, so nothing.
How much alcohol had you ingested?
Nothing yet. I had just got off work.
Okay.
I was being responsible. Okay. I wasn't drinking at work at that time.
Sure.
So
at that time. Yeah.
So yeah, no, like, and kind of brought it up to everyone, and I'm like, hey, I'm pretty fucking sure that like I just saw some like woman like in her nightie in the basement. And hold on, before you interrupt, because I know what you're gonna say. Uh-huh. Every single person in the room. Oh yeah, we know.
Oh.
Every single person we know, we've seen her. And I'm like, what the fuck? And so it was a resounding. We found out what happened. She died, fell down the stairs. She stayed like laid there for a week until the mailman finally caught on that she wasn't getting her mail. And that's what happened.
So, two things. Everyone knew about this entity. In the deity. House. Right. She was obviously benevolent. She was cool. She didn't ever hurt people.
No. But again, I don't know if it was one of those that like she was just hanging around and like.
Maybe she was stuck in purgatory.
Right. Like something had happened that she couldn't cross over. Mm-hmm. So like that's one of those things as well. Like are residual hauntings. The ones that like my dad at my dad's aunt's house. Is that something where the spirit has moved on, but there's still like a residual energy doing the same things that this spirit was doing? Or is that spirit like,
I don't know,
not understanding they're dead?
Before I address that, my second thing, knowing your track record with old ladies in 90s, what did you say next to this super sexy old lady, lady deity?
This was before that.
So you weren't aware of your...
I wasn't aware of it yet. I wasn't aware I was into older ladies yet. Fucking, and dude, I make so many jokes about my wife because she's, I mean, she's only a few years older than me, but I...
Do you like I that make my jokes. Shit? Hell yeah.
Dang. I want an older chicken that knows that home business.
Dude, I'm on the same page. I don't know. I just can't answer your question. We'll never know what the afterlife is.
I mean, Unless you die and come back.
It's crazy to think about because if reincarnation is real, how could you reincarnate and have your... and haunt someone, right? You can only do one or the other in my
head. Right. Oh yeah.
But okay, I just can't fathom that there's millions of spirits just floating around and only some of them are bad.
Well, and I mean, I think more of them.
So, and how do some of them have the power to move shit? You know.
Since we're on that, yeah. Do you believe in demons?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Okay. So there has been talk that
I don't believe
that the hauntings are not. And, spirits, yeah. That it's demons.
Sure.
What's your take on that?
Dude, it's weird because there's a lot of people who have experienced stuff much like the UFO world.
Right.
I mean, how can you say they're wrong?
Exactly.
They experienced this shit and they had fucking scratch marks that aren't from themselves. And,
yeah,
dude, it's like, just like The Conjuring. Like, that was hands down one of the scariest. I have fucking goosebumps, bro. That was one of the scariest fucking movies ever.
See, I won't say that, but it was definitely fucking terrifying.
It was fucking terrifying, bro. When they showed her, and people actually have these photos where there's a black aura around them because it attached to the mom.
Yeah.
That's, oh my God, I have, look at my fucking hair, bro. I just got really cold.
Uh-oh. Whoa. There's a spirit.
That is a thing.
It totally.
But for real, dude, it's fucking, that makes me really uneasy because So these are innocent people, and these negative energies attach themselves to them. Lots of times, kids, you know, because they're
right
innocent.
Pull up on YouTube while we're talking about like hauntings.
Which one?
Pull up MTPRS. So, yep, flashlight. Flashlight, not fleshlight, you gross
spot. sorry, that was my recent search history.
Okay, I don't even know if it's going to be
on YouTube anymore. Oh, wow, the Harbor anymore. Freight flashlight. Thank
no, it's not even on YouTube anymore.
What's MTPRS?
Montana Paranormal Research Society. It was what I was a part of, bro.
Montana Paranormal.
Oh, it's right there.
Dude, I would be all over that. Oh, I didn't know this fucking existed.
Yeah.
I want to be in this. Do we get to go
wait,
and hunt?
Wait. Okay, so there's the Western Heritage. Scroll down.
Oh my God, did they find shit?
I didn't go on that one. Oh fuck, and that's all they have is that?
They don't have they have a YouTube channel.
But do they have any videos? Go to their videos. Because what we're looking for is
oh my God, dude, they stopped uploading 7 years ago.
Yeah, it's been fucking a long time. But go ahead and scroll down real quick and shit. So what we're looking for is there's going to be... Oh, there it is.
Which one?
Right there. First one. First fucking one. Check this shit, dude. So...
Let's get the viewers on here.
So, basically what it is, we're going to explain this.
Okay.
What it is... Go ahead and play it. It's... we're investigating a house, and we decided to set up Maglite flashlights to ask questions. And so, it was basically turn it on, turn it off, for yes and no. So, these are Maglite flashlights, mind you. So, it's not great. But we start asking it yes and no questions. And you'll start to see...
It's dimming. Oh!
So, we just asked it, can you do this? And it fucking turns off the light. Again.
Nah, I saw you push the button.
Dude, it's a Maglite.
I know. You have to push the button on the side. Oh, you gotta twist it?
You have to twist it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not like, but watch this. So, right here, we start asking it another question. And I don't remember what's being asked, obviously, because it's been fucking years upon years upon years.
Yeah.
But you'll see.
Thank you very much.
Look at that shit. Light comes back on.
I'd be all fucking
over doing something. That was the whole thing.
So, where can me and you go do this?
Oh, dude, technically you can find ghosts anywhere, I think.
I know, we should do it here in the office one night with a flashlight.
But this is a new build.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, do you think that
there's... But the butcher shop lived on this beforehand. Maybe we'll find a dead deer.
A dead haunting of a deer.
Dead haunting deer.
So watch. See that little thing next to it?
Yeah.
We start asking it to make the light, and then it starts turning off that. Starts turning on the odometer there. Where it starts, like, making the green lights turn into yellow and all of that. Like, this kind of shit.
Nah, it was wireless batteries. You guys are sitting there.
This was... Dude, this was years before that. That's the best part.
No, dude, I would love, like, this... Okay, that's fucking... That's some crazy stuff.
It is, you know, it's...
That's spooky shit.
I like hauntings.
Yeah, it's...
Because to me, I can't explain it. So my wife is very against it. She's like, this is stupid. Ghosts are dumb. They're not
real. Well, she's not had an experience yet. And or she has and she's afraid to talk about it.
Or she has and she just doesn't know how to rationalize it.
It was just a broom tipping over.
Yeah.
The wind.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I've seen some shit. I've had some shit dealt with me. I've talked with enough people that I'm like, I don't believe that we're alone
with
haunted spirits.
I've never... experienced a spirit or a deity or a haunting, anything like that.
Really?
I've definitely
you want
had something follow me upstairs before from basements, especially the house I grew up in. That happened all the time.
Where it would follow
you would just feel it right behind you when you went up the stairs. That's why that thing when you're a kid, you fucking sprint up the stairs. It was always, always right behind me.
But are you sure that it just wasn't?
It wasn't me.
It wasn't something that did everyone else be like, yeah, we feel something.
No, I never told anybody.
Never talked about
it.
Why?
I just always considered it as a kid being I'm afraid of the dark. Honestly, maybe it was just my senses, you know, because when you get goosebumps, you feel your clothes differently.
Right. And you're like, uh-oh, like, yeah, I get it.
I've never really seen a... I feel like I have seen shapes in the dark, but you turn on the lights and nothing's there.
Right. Like, I don't know.
But I've never had someone talk to me or anything
like that. You've never had anything like that?
I've seen UFOs, but I've never had a paranormal experience.
Really. And it's interesting. Like,
I've never had shit move or levitate. I swear to God, in this building all the time, I hear the upstairs doors close. And I'm here late at night by myself.
Right.
I always hear the...
Like so.
All the fucking time.
That's fucking
weird. All the fucking time. I just told Dale about one yesterday. But there's nobody ever here.
Huh.
And to be honest, I sometimes don't even go check, bro.
I wouldn't go check. No, fuck that.
Yeah.
As soon as I hear a sound, if I'm by myself, like, okay. Paranormal
I'm still scared. I'm a little pussy.
Oh, dude. I am.
You can't fight back. You can't punch a fucking demon in his face.
No, but I mean, if you're religious, it depends on...
I'm not.
Right. So, yeah. So what's your defense against the demon?
Nothing. I just won't fuck with it. I'm just going to flat out say, I'm not here to fuck with you.
Please don't
You to hurt me. I want to convey that right away.
Oh, dude, if some demon showed up, I'd straight just offer him a blowjob to leave me alone.
Right, pull your asshole out and do your work,
Steve. Let's fucking do this at this point.
What if he pulls out a 40-inch around cock?
Around?
Around.
It's only 2 inches. But there's 40 right? inches.
And he says, if you take it, you will live.
That's not plausible. Is it?
How do you know how big demons' cocks are?
Well, you just said it was 40 inches. I mean,
so how do you know it's not possible? Or to take it, you mean?
Yeah.
That's totally impossible. He'd fucking kill you.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Well, I'm saying you're going to die either way.
But now, have you seen a demon dick?
No, I've never seen a demon.
Oh. Well.
Also, has anybody ever... people have claimed to see these demons, right?
So,
are these people experiences always just them fighting nothing? Or are they seeing black spirits?
Is it like a demon?
Because photography always catches these things.
So I grew up in a very religious home. Yep. So for me, demons are manifested more in a possessive sense. So like they're
a theoretical.
No way. Like they're. I mean,
there's nothing.
They're an entity.
Yeah,
but they're within a human host.
For sure.
As I've kind of branched out, I still kind of hold on to that because I'm like, yeah, maybe.
Well, because we never see.
I have seen some shit, dude. With
like an aura?
Besides a sexy old lady? No, more like people could chalk it up to the guy being on drugs. But I mean, I was in a gas station with one of my like youth pastors back in the day. And like it was a bookstore. Sorry.
A guy was going off? Or?
So a guy was on the other side of the aisle. And we were sitting there, we were looking at some books. It was just like, you know, a couple of us on a group thing hanging out. And he started just kind of praying under his breath, like my youth pastor did.
Sure.
And this dude on the other aisle, like, out of nowhere, started freaking the fuck out. Like, throwing books. Like, you couldn't hear, like, my youth pastor doing shit.
Did each of them know there was something within the other?
So, here's the thing. The dude made his way around the thing and came up into my, like, youth pastor's face. And, like, mind you, I'm freaking the fuck out because I'm, like, 12. And I'm thinking, oh, shit. Like, something's going to happen. And the dude comes around and yells at him and he's like, fuck you. And the youth pastor dude basically like did this whole like rebuking whatever the fuck prayer. And the kind of. But the dude collapsed.
No.
Had no idea what the fuck was going on. Like I saw this shit and I'm like, what the actual fuck?
I feel like this is so far fetched.
If I wish I could tell.
Right, like, but that's what everyone thinks.
And that's the whole thing, is like, I mean, it was one of those that you had.
Would this youth pastor today verify this?
I don't even know where the fuck he is.
Were there other kids with you?
Yeah, but again, dude, this was... I've been doing a lot of drugs. I don't remember their names. Like, I remember the incident because it's one of those incidents that you don't fucking forget.
Maybe he was possessed.
And that's the thing.
But maybe, what made your...
Was he on drugs?
What made...
Was he possessed?
Exactly. Like, what made your youth pastor start praying? Was a guy already going... Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah. No.
Or did the youth pastor just sense like aura and start praying? How the fuck can he sense it? Is he, you know?
But that's the whole
is
thing.
Is he a medium?
Yeah. Are there, see, and that's, that goes to the other thing. Do you believe in mediums?
I don't know. Lots of
I
them.
I don't.
I think there was, and I think there are, but.
Who can connect with the spirit world?
So many people have mainstreamed that and turned it into a profession. It's bullshit.
And
that we can't see past the bullshitters to the people who actually have these gifts.
That they can actually speak to the spirit world.
I think there are some people who have these gifts.
Huh. See, I don't.
Why not?
Maybe. I think now that you brought it up, like the mediums.
I think that'd be a shitty fucking gift to have.
You think so?
Yeah, because everyone would come up to you, hey, can you tell me what my dog Poofy said in that bread? Like, you know, can you tell me what my grandpa says?
Dude, that'd be the best medium ever.
Also, it's a really, I feel like
it's a lucrative business.
I feel like it's a really easy thing to fake.
Oh, yeah.
South Park did an episode on it, and the guy was like,
Bob's Burgers did an episode on it.
The guy was like, you know, okay, I'm sensing there's a man in your life. And the lady's like, oh my god, yeah. He's like, it's a pa-pa-pa, Jimmy. She's like, oh my god, my Jimmy. It's like.
Right, exactly. Where she's exactly like, Jimmy, yeah.
Because they used to have televised mediums, like back in the 90s, where people felt for everything.
That, for me, is what, there might be people that can.
I believe there are.
But, like, the televised and the publicist, what's the fucking word?
Televangelist?
No. Those are going to completely
different. Yeah, it's fucking. Bullshit.
But mediums. I don't like
psychics?
Psychics. I don't believe in mediums. I believe in psychics.
Like the tarot card? Ladies?
I don't believe in tarot cards. Okay. For me I don't get it.
Me neither, because it looks like luck of the draw to me, and then you get the fucking like what was that movie? Was it a Ben Stiller movie where he got
lucky number slip.
Where he got the cards. I can't remember what it was. Regardless, I don't believe that bullshit.
Tarot cards are
for but then me again, they've had a really bad rap for being fake. So how could you distinguish the bullshitters from the very few legitimate ones? Much like mediums.
Like mediums.
And
like,
ghost hunters.
Ghost hunters.
And Lorraine Warren are literally the fucking pinnacle of ghost hunters / paranormal people. Like they're legit, dude. They have all these actual fucking artifacts in their house. All these hauntings. But I think their story was shrouded by everyone else being bullshit artists and getting these fucking sci-fi TV shows.
And
which is bullshit. Ed and Lorraine Warren fucking did this for a living for like 50, 60 years.
Ghost hunting, it's an interesting business. When we did it, it wasn't for us to... We would present... information to the client if we could definitively prove this is what this was. If it was
now we heard some
we don't know what the fuck it was. Yeah. Like go back real quick while we're here.
Yep.
Like and you can actually scroll up and see. Like all of the they had another flashlight session. They had another one where like you can hear people talking. You can hear like it's very interesting.
Let me out.
Yeah, I heard that one, and that one gives me goosebumps every time because it's one of those that, again, is it a residual?
I don't know.
Did the prisoner die and still thinks he that he is in jail?
Who knows?
It's. I don't think we'll ever know.
No, definitively. People aren't connecting with these to get their story, and you can always guess what these things are. You know, like the movie The Conjuring.
Right.
You can always say, oh, that person was hung in the tree in the backyard. I bet their spirit is one haunting this fucking house.
You know, right. But it's still one of those that, like, is it poltergeists?
Is that a
bad spirit? Is that what makes...
That shit's fucked. Scary.
Because I know poltergeists, I think the actual definition of a poltergeist is, like, a haunting that can, like, physically move things.
Yeah, I don't know. I just know when people are being haunted, stuff does tend to move.
Oh yeah,
doors shut.
Which I mean, I'm gonna look that up real quick. We said poltergeist, right? Yeah. Not the movie, fucking movie.
I can Google the meaning.
So the poltergeist meaning in Hindi, it's a type of spirit that is responsible for physical disturbances.
Okay, physical.
So sure. Yeah, that's. totally what it is. It's Hindi. So, it, you know, I don't know if there's a difference between a between the two, between a poltergeist and a ghost. I think a ghost just is a figure, and a poltergeist is one that haunts.
A ghost is just an aura
like,
that you're
like,
seeing.
Do you think that cemeteries are haunted with, like, spirits, not with poltergeists? Because we're going to say poltergeists are the ones that haunt.
I don't know. I mean, I know lots of weird shit has happened in cemeteries, but I also think I think stuff happens. But I also think some, if not a lot, a majority of people experience stuff when their senses are heightened and they're thinking about that thing happening. If you're gonna stay the night in a cemetery, you're fucking begging for something to happen.
Yeah.
Every little sound, just like, oh shit, is my mind playing a trick on me? Or is that if I go? Yeah. A car drives by, you see a glare of light off of headphones. You're like, holy fuck, was that a spirit? So I think there's some validity there that says if you're hoping it's gonna happen,
it's going to
your
happen.
Your mind might let you believe that it did happen.
Got it.
Okay. Whereas if you're totally unsuspecting and you're in your fucking house and a ghost goes, you're like, oh fuck, I was not expecting that. That fucking happened.
Right.
It's a totally different experience. You don't understand what I'm saying?
Right.
It's totally different.
So do you think the people that go in hopeful, do you think they ever see something, or is it always just them being like, oh.
No, I mean, ghost hunters have proved that. You always get shit on the meters and you guys had the flashlight turn off, but.
Right.
I don't know.
I guess it's the most legitimate experience.
The most legitimate UFO sightings, the most legitimate paranormal activity sightings, happenings, have been from unsuspecting people.
People that didn't know it was going to happen?
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, Dr. Stephen Greer uses a fucking laser on his, CS5 team. And when they're meditating, he'll use a laser and these fucking orbs will appear. He'll fucking summon them. He'll meditate this shit into fucking existence. And these beings, if you haven't ever researched Stephen Greer, look him up. That motherfucker is insane, dude. Like,
the shit.
He meditates and he talks to these beings. He's one of the most famous
ufologists ever.
No.
Oh.
He was an ER doctor forever.
What the fuck?
He's briefed like the secretary of the state. He's briefed like the Department of Defense. Like, this motherfucker is legitimate.
Weird.
Stephen Greer.
I'll have to look him up.
Yeah, I'll pull up his wiki while I'm talking, but dude.
But yeah, ghosts are, like, I feel like you have poltergeists and you have ghosts. And ghost hauntings are not the same as poltergeist hauntings.
Yeah.
I feel like ghost hauntings are just the spirit doesn't know they can pass over. And then I think with poltergeists, they are spirits that don't want to pass over for one reason or another. It's very interesting. Like,
it's crazy.
Because we're never going to know.
No.
Unfortunately, we'll never.
Especially about ghosts and stuff like that. I mean, there's no.
Because it's all hypothetical.
Yeah, it totally is.
Unfortunately.
It's all experiences. Singular to people that you can't explain. I can't tell you that something didn't grab your hand on that fucking walk.
Exactly. And that's the worst part about it is I'm like,
I can't tell,
this happened and you're like,
we can't tell people that they weren't abducted.
Yeah.
If they believe they were. Now, Joe Rogan had a really interesting, not so much a theory because it wasn't his own theory, but when they were talking about DMT, well, I can't remember.
Hey, bro, you tried DMT,
right, dude? So, DMT gives you like not necessarily hallucinations, but
right.
You get visions, and he classified it as to mostly like geometric shapes and shit like that.
Okay.
So he
people that are tripping on DMT think that they're seeing UFOs and shit.
You're following me,
huh?
DMT is naturally produced by your brain, just not at a high level. And DMT actually is naturally occurring in like thousands of species of plants, and that's
so
why that's
people
why
might have been eating shit back
well
in the
you
day.
Have to take some inhibitor if you want to ingest it, but you have to smoke it in order to beat in order to get past one of the beta blockers or whatever he was talking about.
Do you know a lot about DMT? Because I feel like you've done some DMT the way you're
talking about. No, fuck no. Joe Rogan's podcast. This motherfucker's a goddamn expert.
He has been telling me everything I need to know.
So anyway, he goes on to say, because old African and Native American tribes have been doing DMT for years, right?
Peyote and shit.
So his theory is, since DMT is naturally occurring in your brain, some scientists have actually come to believe that our dreams are caused by the naturally occurring DMT. That's why some of our dreams are so fucked up and vivid.
I don't ever have dreams anymore.
But also, he believes that some of these abductions that people experience might just be that their brain is releasing too much DMT and their dream seemed...
And they're just going on a fucking trip.
Their dream seemed that real. It was literally a fucking drug trip.
So how does he explain people that, like, get abducted?
He didn't attempt to explain any of it.
None of it. Okay.
No. He was just correlating that DMT, when you smoke it, you get fucked. And he said that it actually helped him believe in UFOs because he didn't before.
Would you ever try it?
In a super controlled, because he says that the trip only lasts 15 minutes.
Oh, fuck, that's it?
It's 15 to 20 minutes. And he says you see geometric shapes and beings and you communicate with them. And he says, which I really am interested in, and he says that it is like the most, it literally rids your entire being of all anxiety and anger and stuff. And sometimes I could really fucking use that.
Right.
Right? Dude, it sounds...
That's interesting.
It sounds fucking remarkable. And Dan Aykroyd, of course, had done DMT. That motherfucker has done everything.
That's so weird. I guess I never thought about it because I never heard that episode.
Dude, and he
and I know Joe Rogan loves his DMT. I've just never heard him talk.
Dan Aykroyd talks about four experiences he's had with UFOs, and they are fucking bonkers, man.
See, and...
This is off of
DMT. I've never done DMT, obviously, but I mean, I've done mushrooms, and mushrooms are...
What'd you experience on mushrooms?
Well, okay, so I mean, I've done them a couple of times. The first time I did them, I saw my best friend's camper breathe, like legit. Like,
cool.
We were sitting there, and then we watched...
It was like the movie Cars.
Kind of. I mean, the thing was fucking like moving.
Oh, cool.
So you could see it like breathing. Second time, what was the second time? Second time, I don't think was a great trip. I think it was one that was like an internal.
Yeah.
I had a fight with someone right before, but my buddy had a great trip because we drove around and he had to go out and like, he got to go touch things.
Oh, wow.
And so like, he was all fucked up touching shit. And the third time, the time I fully remember. So we had just moved into a new house and there were Peruvian people who had lived in the house before us. Mm-hmm. And my best friend at the time was convinced that the Peruvian people that lived there before us came through the wall, the concrete wall.
Cool.
And I saw him fight the basement, with a lightsaber. At the time I told my girlfriend at the time, I was like, hey, I'm going to come over after we find out how to get through the wall. And like, I was trying to get through the wall to where the Peruvians came from because we were trying to figure it out and shit. And like, it was weird because my buddy swears up and down, like, and I haven't talked to him in years, but like, he swore up and down up until the last time I saw him that he communicated with the basement. Like, we had a piece of like a notepad. Like, and you could see different writings, and it was just him writing, but you could see two different hand styles of writing.
Maybe he was taken by a
and that was the whole thing. Or something, I mean,
right? Honestly, maybe this guy had split personalities.
No, I don't think he did.
Don't think so.
No, but I mean, it's one of those that I feel like those types of drugs, like psychedelics, open your mind.
Sure.
So I feel like people that have experimented more with psychedelics or fuck around with psychedelics
more
a little
spiritual.
Bit more are more on a spiritual level, sure. That have, you know, had experiences.
Why do you think all these ufologists and people who really believe have definitely done this? One thing,
I've definitely been fucked up before.
One thing I want to touch on before we end this. Have you ever heard of or attempted to lucid dream? Do you know
what lucid dreaming is? I've heard of it. So I don't think so.
Lucid dreaming, in Wikipedia's.
When you know that you're dreaming while you sleep.
There's an actual WebMD, which they're not always legit, but this is a thing, dude.
Or when you know you're dreaming while you're asleep, you're aware that the events flashing through your brain aren't really happening, but the brain builds ads. But the dream feels vivid and real. You may even be able to control how the action unfolds. Okay, so I have seen.
Have you seen yourself? This is like, okay, we're talking like out of body, right? And then there's people who describe how to get yourself into a lucid dream.
Those are two different things. Lucid dreaming and astral projection are two different things.
I understand that.
I haven't looked into it, like on how to do it.
You haven't experienced one?
I don't think so.
Neither do I. That kind of bums me out.
But here's the thing is, I don't dream. And if I do dream, I don't remember it.
Ever. Why? Is it because you...
I don't... Dude, I can't remember the last...
Maybe your brain is actually low on some nutrients. Oh, because dreaming is healthy.
Yeah, see, and I can't tell you the last time I dreamed.
And honestly, I have noticed that as if my diet gets cleaner, some of my dreams are less vivid. I feel like it's totally backward, but when I'm eating cleaner, I don't feel like a dream. But sometimes when I'm eating bad,
I have some crazy fucked up dreams.
And see, I'm never killing anybody. And it's a classic, you're in a fight, but you can't swing when you're in a dream. You know, you're fucking...
So you've never been able to take control in your dream, as far as you know?
No.
Does it tell us how to do it? No. See, right there. Says they don't exactly know how to do it.
Fucking love this. Less anxiety.
There's dangers of it. Less sleep quality, confusion, delirium, and hallucinations.
Dude, exactly right here. People who have certain mental health disorders. Lucid dreams may blur the line between reality. Now, we're talking like Inception type shit.
Dude. Okay, how to have lucid dreams.
Some studies... This is when you pause at different times of the day to see whether you're dreaming. Are you fucking kidding me? Like,
is that a real thing?
I'm awake. Dude, this is just like Inception because he has the top. The spinner.
Hold on. I need something to like... Hold on. Holy fuck.
Dream diary. Okay. Because they were more focused on that. You wake up after 5 hours of sleep, stay awake briefly, and then go back to bed to try to enter a REM sleep period. See, I do that a lot.
Drugs.
On accident. Just because of peeing.
Right.
I always have to pee after like 5 or 6 hours of sleeping. Because it's always 1 or 2 hours.
So when you go back, you need to like start trying to force yourself to...
When I go back is when I have my REM. And when I have my best dreams is 1 to 2 hours before I wake up.
So you need to start trying to take control.
How?
Right there. Look two down.
Drugs. It's not clear on how drugs. Safe they are. I love the term. Several drugs, and it's a hyperlink. Some masks and headbands that have sounds or lights might bring in a lucid state. Other devices can record and play messages used in the mild technique.
Ooh, what's the mild technique? Oh, it's up there.
Where?
You wake up after sleeping for 5 hours and tell yourself several times that the next time you dream, you will remember you're dreaming. What the fuck? So you like?
Wait, hold on. Where'd you read that?
Down one. Like, see, wake back to bed and then right below.
Oh, this?
Yeah.
Mild.
You wake up
after sleeping for 5 hours. Tell yourself several times that the next time you dream, you will remember that you're dreaming. This uses prospective memory, the act of remembering to do something in the future, to trigger a lucid... Oh, fuck.
See, so
when you, I wake up to go pee, hey, I'm going to remember that I'm going to... I'm going to remember that I'm just dreaming here in a little bit.
I'm just dreaming. I'm just dreaming.
Dude.
If you can do that, like, it's interesting. Like,
I feel like that's... nothing bad's going to happen, obviously, unless you get fucked up for a day or two. You're like, what the fuck is reality here? Like,
Inception.
Dude, in the end of that movie, just because the spinner wobbled, I don't have an opinion on whether he was stuck or not.
But yeah, like...
Yeah, solid. Let's end there.
That was good.
That was fucking baller.
Oh, I'm gonna start lucid dreaming.
We'll have to reconvene on. Oh my god, we have so much stuff to talk about. I could. We have so much stuff to talk about.
We always have stuff to talk about. Because we're the Beards Next Door.
Cool. Thank you, guys. This was episode 12 of the Beards Next Door, presented by Beard Mountain. We are out of here. We'll see you on
episode 13.
Episode 13. I don't know what that one's going to be about. I don't know if
anyone's going to
be
here. Ooh, lucky number 13.
Oh, shit.
Maybe we might get a special guest for lucky 13.
Let's get a murderer.
Ooh.
Somebody who's convicted of murder, but they're out of jail.
Okay.
I'm kind of scared. All right. Thank you guys very much.